Friday, March 28th. I was still pretty upset about Brandon, but today was my last martial arts class and my main goal was to survive it. The final exam included a test of skill and a test of knowledge. After totally bombing the Hawks pop quiz, I knew I had to bust my butt to get a passing grade. So I had studied before and after school, and between reality show filming, voice lessons, band rehearsals, dance practice, and recording at the studio. Then, just to be on the safe side, I watched all of the Karate Kid movies, again, back to back, and took notes. "Today, Pipsqueaks, is Judgment Day," Sensei Hawk announced dramatically. "You will be put through several rigorous trials and mental challenges. If you have what it takes to complete these tasks, you will become a full-fledged Hawkling. Can you handle the Hawk's epic exam of doom?" I glanced around the room and everyone was sweating bullets. It looked like I wasn't the only one who had failed that stupid quiz. "Here's the first part of your challenge. It will test your knowledge," the Hawk said as he passed out the written part of the exam. "You have only 15 minutes to complete it. You may begin now, if you dare." As I read over the test, I started to panic, and my mind went completely blank. It didn't help that Mackenzie was glaring at me from across the room. Finally, I closed my eyes and took three deep breaths. I knew this stuff. I just needed to focus. Luckily, I finished the test just as time ran out. The Hawk quickly corrected them as we warmed up for the physical part of our test. I couldn't believe it, but all my studying really paid off. The Hawk's final exam. Name, Nikki Maxwell. There are many different styles of martial arts. Name at least 8. Kung Fu. Karate. Jiu-Jitsu. Judo. Aikido. Muay Thai. Tai Chi. Taekwondo. Name at least 3 for each of the following. Kicks. Front kick, side kick, and roundhouse kick. Blocks. Upper block, lower block, and outside block. Strikes. Palm strike, claw strike, and elbow strike. Stances. Ready stance, cat stance, and long stance. What color belt is the lowest rank, and what does the color represent? White belt. The lack of color means the student is a beginner with no knowledge of martial arts. As the student progresses, color belts are awarded based on knowledge and advancement of skills. Typical belt colors by rank are white, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, brown, red, and black. Match the following words with their definitions. Ki, energy spirit. Kiai, focus shout. Dojo, training facility. Gi, martial arts uniform. Kata, martial arts belt. Obi, form / patterns of movement. Sensei, teacher. 100% A+. "Maxwell, very impressive," he said to me with a nod of approval and a mouthful of spaghetti. The entire class stared in disbelief as a meatball rolled down his chin and bounced off his belly and landed on the gym floor with a splat. The second part of the exam was the physical challenge, and it was definitely rigorous. We had to punch and kick for over 30 minutes. "I'm so not going to miss this class," Zoe panted. Just hang in there, I panted back. It'll all be over very soon. Ugh, Chloe looked around for our teacher. I don't think it'll be over anytime soon, guys. Turkey leg at 6 o'clock. She pointed at Sensei Hawkins sitting on the bleachers with a giant turkey leg in his mouth. Oh, that's just terrific. Zoe stopped punching and groaned. Nikki, I normally don't condone violence, but please sucker punch him again and put an end to this madness. Shh, just calm down, Zoe, I said. You know I can't do that. Sensei Hawkins! Mackenzie screamed. My armpits are getting sweaty and my curls are going flat. We have to stop now. Sensei tossed a turkey leg bone over his shoulder and took one last slurp from his supersized soda. Then he looked at the clock. Time is up. Please stop the Hawk's meal, intense testing, is finally complete, he announced. Please line up. Chloe, Zoe, and I were so exhausted, we could barely walk. Somehow we managed to stagger to our place in line. Congratulations! You have all completed the second challenge. Let the Hawkling Awards ceremony commence, he said proudly. I have to admit, the Hawk's teaching methods are very creative and a little weird, and so are the yellow karate belts he gave us. They are covered in shiny glitter and sequins to, as he put it, blind your enemies with jealousy. At least he got the blinding part right. But I'm not complaining. I'm super proud of the belt he gave me. It has sparkly fake diamonds that spell out, Most Improved. OMG, I never would have thought I'd actually win a martial arts award. Chloe, Zoe, and I successfully earn our yellow belts. May the claw be with you, Hawklings. You're welcome to train at my dojo anytime. Then the Hawk bowed to us. Sayonara. After spending almost a month with the crazy guy, I was a little sad to see him go. I'm really going to miss the narcissism, the way he yelled at us, and that never-ending supply of food that he somehow kept stuffed in his shirt. Who knows? One day I just might pay his dojo a visit. But enough of that sentimental sissy talk. Hawklings, don't shed tears. Hey, I'm so tough, I make my tears cry. Hi-ya! Now I just need to find a 16-piece bucket of chicken wingdings to snack on.